Heavenly Father, thank you that you are an awesome God, that you are in command over even the scariest things that our world holds. Thank you, in as awesome and terrifying as you are, that you are a God of grace and mercy to those that you love and love you. Thank you for the grace shown to us in Jesus Christ. Help us to understand a little more about the book of Revelation and about your teaching us there through John. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So I found a few pictures of these off the interwebs that I thought I'd show you. These are the locusts from the abyss. You can see them coming up out of the crevice of the earth there. And I guess this guy in the center should be like maybe the Abaddon or whatever, the angel that has released them, since he doesn't really look quite like the other locusts that are swirling up there in the smoke. But a pretty apt looking apocalyptic image. It could be Hollywood quality, don't you think? If you were to make a movie out of this, I don't. You know, for some reason the seven trumpets don't get the play the seals do, right? But the visions are even scarier. Here's a scorpion locust that I found. He's actually got a little guy there. He's even tormenting and about to sting with his tail. Sometime in the past year, I grabbed my shirt off the floor one night, put it on, and there was a scorpion in it and stung me in the back. So I've been remembering that all week long. Yeah, pretty much. I think that's... If Sarah gets on to me like, you don't throw your clothes on the floor, you wouldn't get stung by scorpions. Anyway. Again, you know, kind of a creepy looking guy. I didn't mention this, but the crowns probably symbolize that they were victors. The word for crown in Greek is the word for like a wreath, right? You know, the laurels like they would give the victors in the Olympics. Well, they would also give those to returning generals in their victory. They would give them the wreath. Well, these are just golden laurels, basically, the word that's used over and over again in Revelation. And so the fact that they're wearing these things symbolizes that they were a victorious army previously, or at least that's the idea behind the symbology there. And they're really strange looking, you know, hybrid monster things. It's interesting to me in this imagery how big they are. You know, and I think of locusts, I just thought of hundreds of them stinging you, you know, like the size of locusts or scorpions. But, you know, here they're so big they could just almost lop the guy's head off if they wanted to. But here is a depiction of the 200 million horsemen, right? They're riding on these, whatever you want to call these lion things. You can see the tails with the fangs, and then the dragon, fire breathing dragon, lion's heads, you can imagine them being quite terrifying in battle. Any questions about the imagery of this, of these two crazy depictions? I'm going to talk about the Parthian some in a minute. But any thoughts or questions? By the way, these locusts are not Apache gunships. you've heard that before. Sometimes they try to make a sort of a... It's almost always dangerous to try to make a one-to-one correlation between something in the Bible and the modern world. I said this a number of times. If we came to the creation classes that were a little over a year ago, the dangers of trying to directly connect Genesis 1 with modern science, it's a dubious thing to try to do, because God is communicating through ancient writers to an ancient people. And so to imagine that John is giving a revelation of something that the people that he's writing to wouldn't understand doesn't make sense. And so the locusts are not shouldn't be, I mean, they should be understood as the scary, crazy, monstrous things they are that those people would imagine and understand, not as some modern, allusions to some modern thing that they would have no idea what he was talking about. Does that make sense? Yeah, David. I think it would be laser beams. But what they are is just as terrifying as you could possibly imagine them in a kind of a comic book type exaggerated sense. That is what that imagery is very legit for Revelation and apocalyptic literature. Make them as dramatic and scary as you can in your minds, and that's the right path. Trying to turn them into some sort of modern mechanized prophecy of some modern thing that they wouldn't have understood, that doesn't really fit or make sense for what John is doing or what the people of Asia Minor, these churches, would be able to appreciate or make use of. Yeah.
So why would the scorpions have crowns? Why would they be portrayed as victors? Victor over what?
Don't know. I'm not sure that it matters, but the point is that it makes them scarier, right? I mean, these are kind of like seasoned troops, so to speak. They've already been victorious. They're a victorious army. It may connect back to the idea that they're Caesar's troops, right? This is, I mentioned this. Apollyon is a weird. It's almost like a diminutive form of Apollo or something. But the form by itself looks like a form of this verb, but we don't have that noun anywhere else. So it's kind of a weird name. It could mean destroyer, and that allusion probably makes sense, but it's probably better understood as an allusion to the emperor. And so the crowns may symbolize that they are connected to the emperor or to his victorious troops in some ways. Right? There's this a sense in which all of these things are even more terrifying in the sense that they both seem supernatural and freakishly demonic, and yet connected to real things that the people are actually scared of. Right? They're not just imaginary, like the monster under the bed. The monster under the bed is something I can, that a rational person can conceive of attacking them. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. So. That may be part of the reason that they have... I guess that would be back on the other one, right? The crowns would connect them to perhaps to the victorious armies of Caesar. These other guys, these mounted soldiers, are likely a return to the Parthians. Remember, we mentioned the Parthians before in the Four Horsemen. One of the horsemen was carrying a bow, and he was riding a white horse, which was the favored horse of the Parthians. And they were known for having horseback mounted archers. No other army in the ancient world ever had that. And so they were very skilled, and the Romans dreaded fighting them. And so that's probably what's being alluded to here. Like I said, in large part because they strike from both the front and the rear, which sounds a lot like the Parthian soldier.